This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It remains a great nation despite all kinds of attention to a broken immigration system, broken in terms of border security, broken in terms of the ability of people to even immigrate legally when they want to, which is most of the time. The immigration system not working so well. But there is one thing that continues to work well in America and has for more than a century. That's the theme of a new book that Peter Coy writes about. Peter Coy has become a frequent guest on our show because he's such a source of context, information, perspective, and common sense. He has a new column that appeared yesterday in the New York Times Sunday opinion section, newly revamped. And, Peter, it's always great to speak to you. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, let me make clear to everybody before they get excited and angry. This is not a conversation that is meant to suggest that illegal immigration is a good thing or that it's okay or that we should have open borders. It's basically, though, to look at the facts, and you talk about a very important book that I'm eager to get and eager to speak to the authors as well. It's called Streets of Gold, America's Untold Story and Immigrant Success, and it's by two professors, one at Princeton, one at Stanford. The point of your column, as I see it, is that immigrants together, including legal immigrants and illegal immigrants, are upwardly mobile and demonstrating, even as we go through financial hard times, that the dream of mobility, of rising from poverty to the middle class and sometimes above, that's not dead.
Right. That's exactly what the book says. So there's this impression a lot of people have that, well, when my great-grandfather came over from whatever country, that was a time when immigrants could arrive with nothing but a suitcase and a nickel and make it. And that's no longer the case. But today, immigrants come and they become mired in poverty and they never rise up, they never assimilate, and so things have changed. So these two authors said, well, let's just check that out against the data. And so they mined decades and decades worth of data from the Census Bureau as well as other sources. They found two interesting things. One is that the upward mobility of generations past was real, but not as fast as we imagine it today. It typically took decades. It maybe took till the next generation or even the third generation till people really, really made it in America. Conversely, today, people are more upwardly mobile than a lot of people give them credit for. So the upward mobility is the same now as it was a century or more ago. That's the main point of their book.
Which is an astonishing thing when you think about it. The one thing that your column made me think of is when you think of the most prosperous cities in America, the ones with the highest growth rate, lowest unemployment, the least acute poverty problems, and all of those very successful and prosperous cities have very large immigrant populations, partially because that's where the immigrants choose to go. But that also indicates that the mere presence of immigrants isn't bringing a city or even a region down economically. It seems to be a benefit, which is something else you mentioned in your column.
That's well said. That is another one of their key findings, and it makes sense. These days, if you take two people, one native-born and one an immigrant, and then you look at what happens to their children, and let's say they're both from the bottom fifth of the population in terms of income. A generation later, the immigrant child is more likely to have climbed the ladder than the native-born child who started at the same rung on the ladder. And the one of the biggest reasons for that is what you just said. The immigrants tend to go if there's a city with a lot of job growth, and they come from some other country. They're already uprooted, so they just need to find a place to put down roots. They might as well put down roots in a city with opportunity. So that's what they do. Whereas the native born are, you know, more reluctant to move. They have family. They have a long history in a particular place, so they don't move. And there's a generation later, there's still no jobs. Maybe the situation could be even worse than it was. That's a big explanation for the difference in the success of the immigrants versus the natives.
Well, again, when you don't have roots, as you point out, if you have lived in a certain town or city or neighborhood for generations, it's tougher to follow the money. Whereas if you've just arrived in the country from somewhere else, you've already uprooted, you're heading to where the opportunities are going to be best. But then the question becomes, right, Peter, that a lot of people will ask, okay, so they go to these bustling and productive and growing cities and then take away job opportunities from the native-born who are living in the same place. Is that a factor?
Yeah, so that is the thing you keep hearing again and again. But again, the two professors you mentioned, Ron Abraminsky and Leah Bustan, found that's not the case, and they corroborated research by a lot of others that you kind of have immigrants coming in at the top and the bottom of the income ladder. So maybe a physician. You need a physician in the city, so you're very happy to have this physician who comes from abroad. Conversely, at the bottom of the income scale, a lot of these immigrants are doing jobs that native-born Americans just don't want to do, and so they're meeting a need. There's very little job displacement. In fact, very often immigrants will help an economy by providing a service that helps companies grow. And so there may be a complement. They end up hiring more native-born Americans to work with the immigrants because they have complementary skills.
You know, it's so funny when you look at just the way we live here. Going into the supermarket, and I've noticed this many times, they have signs. They're trying to hire people at $21 an hour. Which you
crazy.
Think, and for a lot of people, and you talk to people in the market, they can't get people at $21 an hour. We were talking to somebody who just came over. We're looking at having some trees trimmed. And he was saying it's going to have to be a long time because he can't get enough people to work for him at $60 an hour. And
wow.
Well, tree trimming is complicated. You have to know what you're doing. Apparently, you take some risks.
That's true.
And yet, I'm not going to be able to do it myself on very tall trees, and nor inclined to. And the idea of the immigrant wave. One of the other things, there's a graph you have. We are not swamped by immigrants as never before. We are just getting back to the same percentage, you write, of immigrant populations as we had at the turn of the last century in the early 1900s. And that's one of the many, many things to learn from Peter Coy's piece. The headline he uses is "Many Children of Immigrants Rise to the Top." Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Peter Coy, economics writer for the New York Times and now a writer for Opinion in the New York Times. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show, a few problems that have been incurred by the left wing in terms of both think tanks and left wing, let's put it this way, establishment media. I think left wing would be too strong. First of all, in terms of the media flare-up, which I think is fascinating. They had a headline in The Hill, and then they tweet accordingly that the GOP sees chance to steal Hispanic voters from Democrats. Something wrong with that? Yeah, there's a lot wrong with that. Fox News picked it up, and good for them. The idea that you steal Hispanic votes, that implies, of course, that the Democrats own Hispanic votes. And the last I looked, that is not the case. And as a matter of fact, there is a fairly long history of very prominent Republicans, including Ronald Reagan, who did remarkably well with Hispanics when he was governor. George W. Bush won 44% when he ran for re-election. He won 44% of the Latino vote. So the idea that the Republican ability to score with Hispanics, and by the way, one of the issues in which Hispanics are more favorable to the Republican side is the issue of abortion. And again, this doesn't mean taking away any ability to get an abortion under any circumstance, but a more nuanced position on abortion is something that doesn't alienate Hispanics the way that it does the white suburban women who have been such a crucial swing vote for and against the Republican Party. There's also the story of Roy Teixeira, who is a fairly famous liberal writer, analyst, thinker. He wrote a very influential book about 20 years ago called The Coming Democratic Majority, and which was sort of a takeoff on Kevin Phillips, who wrote back in 1966, I think it was, The Coming Republican Majority. And he was prophetic. He basically predicted the success of what was called the Southern Strategy, the fact that the strength for the GOP in the South would help elect Richard Nixon twice, the second time overwhelmingly, and help build up a Republican majorities in the House and Senate, which back when this book first came out was unthinkable until the Gingrich Revolution of 1994. And anyway, Teixeira had predicted that the Democrats would actually have the same kind of inevitable demographic increase in their power to build a majority, and he based that upon the changing demographics, the idea that a lower and lower percentage of Americans would be white. And he has moved on in his thinking, and I've read his stuff, and it's always provocative. And Teixeira has moved on to say that was a mistake to think that identity politics, the idea that people are always going to vote according to their race or their ethnicity or their background, that didn't work. What really worked was class in America. And that Republicans had foiled the Democratic effort to establish a permanent governing majority because of the success of Donald Trump in particular in winning white working class voters. So here now is a story they write about in the Wall Street Journal and elsewhere. There was also a featured article in Politico magazine. It says an old line is that revolutions devour their children, but apparently they're equally unkind to their elders. Roy Teixeira spent many years at the Center for American Progress, CAP, a progressive Washington think tank that provides much of the agenda for Democrats. Now he's joining the conservative American Enterprise Institute, which used to be run by our friend Arthur Brooks. And Teixeira says, I'm just a social Democrat, man, trying to make the world a better place. At age 70, he hasn't changed his views on the importance of economic class. Yet he said CAP is being warped by a junior staff for whom identity politics is everything. Quote, it's become very hard to have a conversation about race and gender and trans issues, even crime and immigration, Mr. Teixeira said. you know, how should you handle these? There's a default assumption about how you're supposed to talk about these things, even the language. There's a real chilling effect on all of these organizations. He's exhausted by internal staff politicking. It's just cloud cuckoo land, Mr. Shaharis said. The fact that nobody is willing to call BS, it just freaks me out. He's also frustrated by the lack of support he received for a project that aimed to unite the black and white working classes. Nobody wanted to touch it, he said. You could tell people were leery of talking about the white working class as if it was de facto racist. Wow. And you thought your office had issues. That's the Wall Street Journal's comment. Last month, The Intercept ran a story about similar woke meltdowns inside groups like the Sierra Club and the Guttmacher Institute, which is affiliated with Planned Parenthood. A lot of staff that work for me, they expect the organization to be all the things. A movement, okay. Get out the vote, okay. Healing, okay. Take care of you when you're sick, okay. Complained an anonymous executive director. Can you get your love and healing at home, please? But I can't say that. They would crucify me. These are signs of political and cultural sickness. How do lefty outfits expect to achieve anything if they spend their time trying to decolonize their own HR handbooks? Sorry, the Guttmacher Institute isn't your mommy. Conversely, it's a sign of conservative vigor that AEI is granting Mr. Teixeira political asylum. I think they're right. I like taking chances, AEI's new president, Robert Doerr, told Politico. I want interesting stuff produced by scholars. Shibboleths are the opposite of interesting. And good for them. And good for Roy Teixeira. An email came in from David in Lacey, Washington. He writes, Michael, there are two primary challenges you could bring Biden up on for impeachment. Number one, selling oil from our strategic reserves to China. That's aiding and abetting the enemy. Treason. Number two, executive malfeasance. Pick one. What does it accomplish? It gets him on record for having been impeached for actual crimes. Impeach him 2, 3, 4, 5 times and make the left vote against it every time, putting them on record as complicit. Did that work well for the Republicans putting up Trump twice for impeachment? Actually, it didn't hurt Republicans. It hurt Democrats. It didn't work for Democrats. And the idea of impeaching a president where it goes nowhere and is just voted down in the Senate, I don't think that's a constructive look for a party at all. If you disagree, give us a call. 1-800-955-1776.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The mayor of Greenwood, Indiana, Mark Myers, is praising the actions of a young man who stopped an active shooter at an Indianapolis area mall. Myers says the 22-year-old saved many lives by taking down the gunman with his own weapon. Police Chief James Eisen describes how the Good Samaritan with a gun and the suspect came into contact.
The Good Samaritan was armed with a pistol and engaged the shooter as he stood outside the restroom area firing into the food court.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York, is being arraigned. It comes just days after he was hit with numerous federal charges for what happened at a Tops grocery store in May. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle and killed 10 shoppers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Michael Medved show, there is political news out of Arizona. The former Vice President, Mike Pence, has come into Arizona and taken one side on a very hot primary that is going on for governor. And Mike Pence endorsed the former State Board of Regents for the university system, Secretary Karen Taylor Robson. That puts him at odds with his former boss, Donald Trump, who has endorsed former TV newscaster Carrie Lake. And, by the way, also concerned about Carrie Lake and about some of the emphasis that is going on in the Arizona primary that could help turn what right now is a purple state. I mean, Arizona was very close between Trump and Biden at the same time that the Mark Kelly, the former astronaut, won the Senate race against Senator McSally. And same senator, Mark Kelly, is up for re-election now because he was about filling the empty seat left by the passing of John McCain. May his memory be a blessing. Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, was thinking about running for Senate. He would have been, he's term limited, I believe. He would have, as governor, he would have been a very strong Senate candidate, but he has not always gotten along with President Trump. And Doug Ducey, the governor, is very strongly supporting the candidates who actually can win in Arizona. And one secret about it has to do with talking about the local and national issues about how people live rather than obsessing on replaying or redoing the election of 2020. Here's Governor Ducey of Arizona, clip 11.
I think that the people of any state would be better served by a governor who believes in the people, believes that small businesses should be allowed to operate, and believes that children should be in classrooms. I also think this election should be about the future. Mm-hmm. I don't think we should think for one more moment about 2020. This is about the 2022 election cycle, and as I said, the job of the RGA is to elect Republican governors, and that's what we're going to do in this cycle.
Okay, RGA, Republican Governors Association. And then he talks about his non-preference in running for governor as his replacement. Clip 12.
Well, the names on the ballot are Karen Taylor Robeson and Carrie Lake. And Karen Taylor Robeson is the real conservative. She's the real deal. She started her career working for Ronald Reagan. She's pro-wall, pro-gun, pro-life. She's the mother of four. She's been a community leader and a successful business person. And I think Karen Taylor Robeson will be the best person to be a fresh new leader for the state of Arizona. Her opponent, on the other hand, bears no resemblance, her campaign or even her personal interactions with me, to anything she's done over the past 30 years. This is all an act. She's been putting on a show for some time now, and we'll see if the voters of Arizona buy it.
And how does this play into the national conversation, particularly about, as I mentioned, the election in 2020? Carrie Lake is backed by the former president in large part because she says the 2020 election was stolen.
Well, Carrie Lake's misleading voters with no evidence. She's been tagged by her opponents with the nickname Fake Lake, which seems to be sticking and actually doing some damage.
Okay, and again, let us hope in the primary that people in Arizona, because remember, Arizona was where they had, they brought in the Cyber Ninjas, which was a group that cost several million dollars to recount the votes in Maricopa County. And it turned out with recounting the votes painstakingly, they found a few hundred extra votes for Biden. It didn't work out the way they wanted. And generally, the it's so painstakingly destructive to the Republican Party to focus on the election of 2020 and the election of 2022. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a lot of cynicism out there, duh, about politicians in general, and politicians who talk and talk and talk but don't do anything that has a substantive chance of change. Now, if there is one issue more than any other that politicians can't do a damn thing about, it's the election of 2020. It's over. It is a sickness. It is an illness to be transfixed by that. And the idea that we're going to continue basically focused on the election of 2020, I wish there were a way that they could finish their job at the committee hearings for the Select Committee on January 6th, looking at January 6th without getting us digging into the questions and the kind of questions that are coming up with the prosecutions of President Trump and Lindsey Graham and others by the Fannie Willis, who is the prosecutor in Fulton County in Georgia. Now, look, it's not appropriate for anyone to try to mess with the vote and to try to, quote, find an extra 11,000 votes or 12,000 votes as they did in Georgia. But for goodness sake, isn't the election over? And I know there's talk about the Idaho State Republican Party in their convention. They had a resolution. I don't believe it's been voted on yet, but they had a resolution that would have had the state of Idaho Republican Party officially reject the legitimacy of the Biden presidency. that's not going to hurt the Biden presidency. It's already suffering enough and been hurt plenty by its own incompetence. But it certainly would hurt the Idaho Republican Party, even in a state that is overwhelmingly Republican. Meanwhile, there's the focus coming up Thursday night with the committee. And I do think it's important for people who care about public affairs and the direction of the country to check out what is going on. Elaine Lurio, who's a member of the committee, says Trump was doing nothing to actually stop the riot. She said Sunday on CNN, the president didn't do very much but gleefully watched television, read Adam Kinzinger, Republican of Illinois, said on CBS. On Sunday, Mr. Kinzinger also expressed frustration at what he called very conflicting, sometimes, statements about the availability of the evidence of the committee assault from the U.S. Secret Service. That is another issue. But Thursday night primetime hearing is the 8th and final one in a series planned by the House Select Committee. However, committee members are now saying the investigation was continuing and that more hearings could follow. I hope they don't do that to try to make this a weekly soap opera and get as much information as you can out there as definitively as you can and allow people to actually concentrate more profoundly on some of the issues that most concern Americans. And those issues are primarily economic right now, with the country hovering at the edge of recession. The one thing that would help the President Biden and the country, frankly, more than anything else, would be economic growth, not a recessionary economy. And, yeah, the president can have some influence on that. We'll be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't?
So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show.
Turn it up, turn it up, a little bit higher. Radio, turn it up, so you know, radio.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's a question at this point about whether the we're helping. How could it be helping him? Well, the problem is that Winston Churchill once famously said, there's nothing quite so exhilarating in life as being fired upon without lethal effect. In other words, dodging bullets. And with all of this really damning material that has been put watch television events featuring former aides and associates, I don't know if you've noticed, but it's very striking to me. Virtually every witness that you've gotten on the committee hearings has been a Republican. They have been some very well-known, very loyal Republicans. Yes, including Cassidy Hutchinson, who came up through the ranks with Senator Roy Blunt and other people, members of the Republican Party. Martha Raddatz was speaking with Zoe Lofgren, who is one of the Democrats on the committee, about the idea that there is not a lot of evidence that the committee hearings, as absorbing as they have been for many people, are actually changing minds. This is clip 14. Listen.
Recent Monmouth poll found that less than a quarter of Americans are paying attention, and 90% of those say the hearings have not changed their minds. Did you go into this believing you could change minds?
Well, we went into it trying to do our job. We were assigned the task as a committee of uncovering all of the facts about the 6th and the events leading up to the 6th so that we could report on that. We hope to do it in a way that is accessible to all Americans, and I think, you know, some people have heard us. More than 55 million people have watched some part of the committee proceedings, but in the end, it's an obligation to do our job that is motivating us.
Okay. She also might have answered, well, if we have changed 10% of American minds, that's That's a significant achievement. However, I mentioned earlier there is this poll where here in the state of Washington, they took a poll that is co-sponsored by the University of Washington and Washington State University and Channel 5 in Seattle and the Seattle Times. In any event, they all got together to sponsor this big poll. And one of the questions that they asked, which I think is frankly good news, and it's kind of what I would expect from the state of Washington, where they say, they give a statement and ask, do you agree with this or not? We must learn more about the causes and perpetrators of the attack of January 6th and hold those responsible fully accountable, including criminal prosecution. Now, statewide, you had 52% who agreed with that, and actually that strongly agreed with that. You had a total of 80% who had agreed and only 13%. Which is, the government is exaggerating the events of January 6th to justify political persecution of conservatives. 37% in the state of Washington agreed. Which means, it seems to me, that you probably have well above 50%, say, in the state of Idaho who agree. Or more conservative states. State of Arizona, there are probably many who disagree. A state of Nevada, 52% disagree. But the idea that among Republicans you have a total of 83% who agree that the government is exaggerating the events of January 6th to justify political persecution of conservatives... really? And are conservatives who control half the Senate, 50 U.S. senators, who are about to take over the House, who are obviously very well represented on the Supreme Court, the idea that conservatives today are persecuted, doesn't that go against one of the core conservative ideas that I have always cared deeply about, which is the idea of saying... in every way, every day, I will assert I am not a victim. The idea that conservatives can actually make a difference for themselves. One of the issues in which this is going to be very, very crucial is the ongoing debate about abortion and what the Dobbs decision means. I welcome the Dobbs decision. I've been calling for the Dobbs decision for a long time. I do think that there needs to be more room for the people's elected representatives and the legislatures of the different states to go ahead and make their own decisions about how to regulate abortion. But when it comes to the attempt, and there's a dramatic attempt in Missouri going on right now. In Missouri, they've introduced a law in the legislature that would actually give people the right to win a bounty, to win $10,000, I believe, is what they're talking about in the bill. If you turn in somebody or identify somebody who has crossed the state line to get an abortion elsewhere. And these attempts at laws and about limiting people's ability to go to another state to get this medical procedure, which I do believe is immoral, and I'm not pro-abortion in any sense, but the idea that you are going to stop people from traveling. There's a piece by Jamel Bowie that came out today that I think makes a very good point. One thing that the Supreme Court agrees with far more than it agrees on any aspect of the abortion issue is for 100 years there have been a string of cases that clearly identify the right to travel as an unenumerated right for the citizens of the United States. You can regulate interstate commerce, but neither the federal government nor the state governments can stop someone from traveling. I mean, this is not, it's like putting up the Berlin Wall to say you can't go from one place to another. You can't lock people in the country. Well, you can. People get the right to travel taken away if they're under indictment or if they're involved in criminality or sometimes if they're on parole. But for a normal law-abiding citizen, the idea that you're going to attempt to stop travel being such a fundamental right, people talk on the other side about control of your own body. You're going to actually stop controlling people from crossing a state line because they are going to engage in a procedure that one state does not allow, but the other state does. The idea of a suspension of the right to travel is going to be a disaster. It is supported, they've polled on it, by less than 10%, the idea of the restriction of the right to travel, less than 10% of the country. And I think it's an extraordinarily dangerous overreach on the part of some Republicans. Coming up, we're going to be talking about an attempt to indoctrinate school children. And it's a horrifying, actually terrifying attempt to indoctrinate school children. And indoctrinate them in what? Into what is considered to be politically correct. And basically indicating what the children owe the country. Where is this? In the United States? Oh, no. It's in a much worse place. And it's one of the other stories that ought to make us grateful for what we have. And God willing, we'll continue to enjoy in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hello everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
Have you set aside a supply of food for the potential food shortages about to happen? If you could buy one superfood that would support your energy, immunity, tissue repair, healing, detoxification, and have anti-inflammatory effects, would you be interested? There is one product that confers all of these benefits, and it is called Green Meadow Whey. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold, sterilized, non-denatured, frequency-encoded whey protein powder on the market. When you add some flax oil to your whey protein drink, then Green Meadow Whey becomes a complete meal, addressing the amino acid and fatty acid requirements of the body. Each scoop of Green Meadow Whey supplies your body with 24 grams of an easy-to-digest protein. Green Meadow Whey's shelf life is indefinite when kept free of moisture. A 5-pound bag of Green Meadow Whey lasts 76 days at one scoop per day. For a convenient and powerfully nourishing storable food, consider Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.